want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Monday right here in Brevard County, Florida. I have a person that calls from time to time, and they said, "Do you realize you are laughing most of the time when you are starting your radio program?" I said, "Well, I don't know if I'm laughing most of the time, but I do try and enjoy life as much as possible." And so I pray that you are having a great day as well. This is a week of celebration in our household. We have a number of things that are contrary to the diet that take place this weekend, and we try and celebrate each and every one of those. And so if you see me and realize that the diet is off the rails, we'll see if we can't get that realigned and straightened out next week. So today I want to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They are right here in Rockledge, Florida. They can be reached at 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They are wonderful at dealing with air conditioning, heating, and electrical issues. They've been doing that for over four decades now. They do it in a professional manner. They deal with sales, they deal with service, they deal with repairs. And they work primarily in residential settings, some like commercial settings. They provide emergency service when necessary. They are a great resource for you if you live in Florida, because air conditioning is essential, in my opinion. The people over the last number of years, we learned what some states thought were essential and others didn't. But I believe air conditioning is essential. I always considered it part of my benefit package when I was in retail. Wyrick Air strives to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you think you're going to have a problem before you have a problem, or if you are listening today and you say, "Pastor Bob, it's too late, I already have a problem with my air conditioning," write this number down, 321-632-9538. I believe their office opens at 9. I think that's when their phones start. They're probably out there on the road before that, but you can give them a call, 321-632-9538. Say, "Help, I heard about you on the Refresh radio program, and I need you all to come out and see if you can resolve my air conditioning issues or electrical challenges," whatever you might have. I don't know how quickly they can get you on the calendar, but I do know this, with supply chain issues being what they are, don't wait. I'm the type of guy that there's a restaurant that I know that opens at a certain point in time, and I will call in my order just as early as I possibly can to make sure that I'm not getting stuck behind a whole bunch of other people. I love to play golf, but the one part about golf that is a real challenge for me is when I'm stuck behind other people who aren't going anyplace. So there, confession is good for the soul. I got that out there, so now you know one of my personal struggles. I don't want you without air conditioning any longer than you have to be. Call the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard Pastor Bob talking about them, and you want them to come out and take a look at your system, see what they can do. So today we are going to return. We were in Isaiah chapter 14 on Friday. We're going to return there today. We're going to begin reading in verse number 22, Isaiah 14, verse number 22. And it says, "For I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and offspring and posterity, says the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the porcupine. And marshes of muddy water, I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, and remember, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at things that are true from absolute truth. God says, this is the truth. Listen, pay attention. Surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains tread him underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed against the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? So on Thursday and Friday, we were talking about verse number 24. Surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand. We also talked about dealing with the Babylonians. They were the people who were carried off the captives of Judah and Benjamin, and they carried them off to Babylon, and God dealt with them taking his people captive. That was 22, 23, 24. In verse number 25, God lets everybody know that he's also going to deal with the Assyrian. The Assyrians were the people who conquered the 10 northern tribes, known as Israel, also known as Ephraim, Ephraim being the primary or the largest of the tribes that were carried off into captivity. They were carried off not because the Assyrian army was so powerful, but because God's covenant people had violated his covenant, sinned against him, and the Assyrians made it all the way to the threshold of Jerusalem, which was under the authority of Judah. And from there, God intervened, and the two southern tribes continued to exist for another 140 years or so. So, but God says, I haven't forgotten about the Assyrians. Today, you may be waking up, and there may be some things that were done to you in the past. And first of all, let me give you a word of freedom. Okay, you don't have to carry the burden. You don't have to carry the grudges. You don't have to shoulder any of that responsibility. In fact, to do so would be disobedience, because God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Doesn't say you will repay. You are supposed to pray for and look for opportunities for reconciliation, opportunities where you can forgive people who've wronged you and things like that. What the 10 northern tribes needed more than anything, they needed repentance in their life. They needed repentance. They thought they had an Assyrian problem, but their Assyrian problem was due to the fact that they had a sin problem. I heard a speaker by the name of Ed Silvoso years ago, and he said this: if you have cobwebs in your house, you do not have a cobweb problem. You have a spider problem. If you deal with the spiders, your cobweb issues will resolve themselves. And it's like, that's really good. That's really good. God says, I haven't forgotten what the Assyrians have done. I know that they did it because you had violated my covenant, but that doesn't mean that I am not going to deal with them. If you remember, Jonah was sent to Nineveh, which was the capital of Assyria, and Jonah didn't want to go because he knew that God, whenever he had purposed something in his plan, that it was going to lead to repentance. It was going to lead to forgiveness. It was going to lead to a revival taking place. 120,000 people repented of their sins. They even put sackcloth and ashes on their cattle. And God took note of that. It was truly awesome. I believe that it was Nahum, another one of the minor prophets, that he was sent, and he was sent to the Assyrians as well. and said, God hasn't forgotten. The Assyrians were a brutal people. They really were a brutal people. But God still sent them messengers because God doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to come to everlasting life. But if you do not take God's offer of forgiveness, he will take up his offer of correction. And so he says, I'm going to deal with these trespassers, these Assyrians, who are living in my land. That's what he calls it. I will break the Assyrian in my land. Okay? You and I tend to think of Israel as the promised land, the inheritance of God's people. But never forget that when we are in covenant with God, everything he has belongs to us. Everything that we have belongs to him. And he says, I'm going to deal with anyone that is trespassing in my land. Here's great news for you this morning. If you're a child of the living God, if your sins have been forgiven, if Jesus is living in your heart as the Lord of your life, everything in your life belongs to him. It is the greatest value in the history of mankind. You and I get to present our negative balance sheet. Everything, no matter if you're the richest person in the world, you're still spiritually bankrupt before God. And God says, if you are willing to live a surrendered life to me, live with me as the Lord of your life, live in obedience to what my word has to say, I'm going to absorb all of your negative balance issues in your life, whether they're spiritual, physical, relational, all of that sort of stuff. And he said, I'm going to make available to you all of the resources that I have, and God's numbers are not negative, they're positive. They are immeasurable, limitless. That's why there are limitations on united opposition against God. You see, the Assyrians were the greatest power on the earth, and they were conquered by the Babylonians. The Babylonians were conquered by the Medes and the Persians. The Medes and Persians were conquered by Alexander the Great, and there's always been a succession of the greatest empires on earth. But you know what there isn't? There's not a continuity throughout history as to the same nation. See, that's the great warning that we have in our day and time, is you see superpowers. Well, with God, a superpower is just a power. He makes kingdoms rise and he makes kingdoms fall. He wouldn't do that in America, would he? All you got to do is look at history. You start embracing sin and rejecting God, and the social construct begins to fail because the spiritual construct has failed. Everything flows out of our relationship with God. And God has shown historically that when dealing with people who should be walking in covenant with him, that he's willing to allow people that he's not walking in covenant with to bring correction to the people that are walking in covenant. It really messed with Habakkuk's understanding. But you go back and read that minor prophet, and you know, Habakkuk said, God, when are you going to deal with the sin problem here in Judah? And God said, don't worry, I've got the Babylonians on that. And Habakkuk said, well, how can you use the Babylonians? They're more wicked than your people are. He said, don't worry, I'm going to deal with them too. Well, here he says, I'm going to deal with the Assyrians. The Assyrians were trespassing in God's property. Today, I want to build your faith. There may be some trespassing that is going on in your mind, where your mind is supposed to be fixed on the word of God, but instead you are fixed on something else, some offense, some hurt, some pain that happened. It could have been a long, long time ago, but yet it is still occupying space in your brain. I want you today to release that thing from your jurisdiction and place it into God's jurisdiction, because this is what God said, that I will break the Assyrian in my land. He will deal. He will break them. They're trespassing in some jurisdiction that belongs to him. God's jurisdiction is not just spiritual. It is spiritual. It is emotional. It is intellectual. It is financial. It's health related. Body, soul, and spirit. All of those fall under his authority, and he says, I have no problem issuing an eviction notice to people who are hostile to me and hostile to that which belongs to me, and I can remove them from my land without a problem, without even breaking a sweat. Jesus said, I have come to set the captives free. Sometimes the captivity is not because you don't have freedom of mobility. Sometimes the captivity is because you are still preoccupied with something that happened in the past. The children of Israel were actually liberated from the land of Egypt, but Egypt lived in their mind all during those 40 years. They were constantly wanting to go back. And the problem was that they had developed a fondness and appreciation for the bondage. Okay? Now, I want you to think about that. We live in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And yet there are some people who are more than willing to go back to a life of bondage, all for the security of having their food, you know, provided for them and a place to lay their head. Well, I need you to go back and look at the book of Exodus. If that is your mindset, I need you to go back and look at that, because it was a fantasy. It was delusional memories that the children of Israel were experiencing at that point in time, because they forgot about the taskmaster's whip. They forgot about the quotas. They forgot about the beatings. They forgot about the restrictions on when they were allowed to worship and when they weren't. They were forgetting. They had fantasized about the greatness of the relationship with their captors instead of dreaming about a liberated life under the authority of God. So Isaiah 14:25, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains tread him underfoot, then his yoke shall be removed from them. It was not just about evicting the Assyrians. God was going to turn the tables from the oppressor. The Assyrians was going to become the oppressed. And God was going to use them as a footstool, if you will. In order for that to happen, the oppressed were going to have to become the liberated, those that were freed. He said, then his yoke shall be removed from them and his burden removed from their shoulders. Okay, that does not sound like they're experiencing freedom. If they were already experiencing freedom, then God is promising to do something for them that wouldn't need to be done. The reality was, God looked at them and saw that they were spiritually unequally yoked. Part of that was because a king had gone off, saw an altar to a heathen god in Damascus, and came back and said, hey, here's the blueprint. Let's get rid of that old altar, and let's bring in this new altar, and let's, you know, we'll do our daily worship here, but keep that old altar, that altar to God, keep that back in the storeroom someplace, just in case I need to a little bit of spiritual guidance from time to time. If you haven't realized it yet, let me share with you this. 2022 is not the time to be playing spiritual games. 2022 is the time to be extremely serious about your relationship with God. It's not the time to be dangling a toe in the world and a different toe in inside church. It's time to get completely out of the kingdom of darkness and get wholly engulfed in the kingdom of light. That's what time this is. Okay. I have a person that just about every time that we have a spiritual conversation, he brings up how he feels that the return of Jesus Christ is imminent. This isn't a person that comes to my church, you know, every Sunday, but he knows the word, he knows Jesus is coming back, and so he's looking and he's seeing the signs. There are people that are discussing, look, this is a problem I'm not sure we're going to be able to solve. It's not a problem with just one kingdom or just one nation, but it's a problem that is going all over. And I want you to understand, it doesn't matter here what nation you belong to. If you're walking in covenant relationship with God, God not only wants to evict the oppressor from your life because your life belongs to him, but he wants to have demonstrably total victory over that issue in your life. He wants to render that enemy powerless to do you harm and to control you. He wants to break that yoke from off of you. Okay? You were not meant to be yoked to anyone but Christ. Okay? You say, well, how does that fit into a marriage covenant? Well, there are three people that are essential to a successful marriage. There's the groom, there's the bride, and there's Jesus. And that threefold cord should not be easily broken. You need to be walking. Husband, you need to be drawing closer to Jesus day by day. Wife, you need to be drawing closer to Jesus day by day. We all need to be pressing in and saying, God, I don't want the yoke of oppression. I don't want the iron yoke on me that Jeremiah dealt with. I don't want to be living my life constantly feeling the burden. It says, and his burden removed from their shoulders. Okay? Now, I will tell you, One of the biggest burdens that families carry, and this is not the time to be really carrying that, there's a huge financial burden. Please hear me. And if you're young, first of all, thank God you're still young. Don't blink too many times. It goes by quick. But learn this as early as you can. Parents, teach it to your kids. Grandparents, teach it to your grandkids. And that is this. The borrower is servant to the lender. The borrower is servant to the lender. And what that means is there is financial bondage that you are not meant to walk in, that our current economic situation is, you know, thriving on. I had a conversation with someone They said, our house is paid for, our cars are paid for, all of that. And it's like, wow, you're in great shape. You know, Merit Assembly of God is completely paid for. It's debt-free. There's no burden upon that. And because of that, we are able to do a lot more ministry. And I had a conversation, or actually it was a survey, an article that I saw, and it talked about that the amount of debt that some of the mega churches were carrying. And it's like, wow, what a pressure. Now, some of those issues have been resolved. That's a great thing. I praise God for that. But listen, the first thing that you need to do if you find yourself in a spiritual financial hole is this. This is profound. Stop digging. If you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Okay? So if you've got financial issues, do whatever you can and say, God, I need you to give me the ability to produce wealth, because that's what you've promised in your word, so that I can get out of this bondage that I'm in, so that I can be a blessing to those around me. Okay? That's where we need to be. God wants to come and evict any person in your life, any issue in your life that is occupying his possession and it's doing damage or hindering the ministry that God wants for you. Don't be afraid to turn your problems over to God. God's got great big shoulders. He's got a very keen sense of wisdom, has omnipotent power, and has a fantastic track record of being victorious in whatever battle he engages. Jesus read Isaiah chapter 61. I'm going to see if I can get this in before that clock says, nope, you're done. Isaiah 61, because the Lord has, the Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's what God wants for you today. See you next
Thank
time.
You for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Shining as the sun.